I just found a first-hand account here of how the Schmitz family was warned. It's from a Minneapolis newspaper in 1925. I don't know whether it was the Tribune or what it was then. And what it's doing, I won't read the whole thing, but just how the family was found. This little excerpt I'll read refers to John Schmitz, and it's his daughter actually saying this. Father came home to build another cabin, and on April 27, 1860, while seated in the cellar he had dug, he was shot in the back and killed. Mother determined to hold the claim, and with the help of two of my uncles, managed to get along until the outbreak occurred. Now she's going to be a first person here telling about, so she's living with her uncle Peter Schmitz, and they're at supper. We were at dinner and the cabin door was open. I heard a scream and, looking out, saw a neighbor boy running toward the house. His right arm hung limp and he was red with blood. When he reached the door, he couldn't speak, and I have never since seen such a look of horror in anyone's eyes. We realized what had happened and hastily began preparations for flight while the boy sobbed out his story. His mother, two brothers, and three sisters had been killed in their home. The boy and his father escaped. We learned afterwards that the father had hidden in a hollow tree. Our trip to New Ulm could not be called a flight, as we rode in an old farm wagon drawn by oxen. While we were hitching the oxen together, we could see Indians all about us a mile away. Homes were in flames, and we could see groups being attacked. The confusion in New Ulm was awful, Mrs. Thewell continued. Women were running around screaming and wringing their hands. Many had lost their reason. Mrs. Thewell then told of being placed in the cellar with a number of others. They told us to set the powder afire and blow us all up if the Indians took the town, she said. We were told that would be better than capture. Now, the story that I had told just previous to reading this was not based solely on that. I've got many accounts of this, so this just validates and adds a little color that I never heard of the boy coming to warn the family. The family, by the way, lives about 4 miles away from New Ulm, 4 miles west and south, just perhaps a half a mile from the little town of Essig. So it's nearby.